Need everybody up here. I'm going to give you a different part of it. Let's see here. Can you hold that for me? There's two pieces, so be careful. All right. Let's see. Zach, can you be in charge of these? There you go. You can be in charge of those. Nala, can you be in charge of that? Let's see here. Okay. One of the things that always bothers me about nativity scenes is they're hardly ever correct. And we're talking about the symbols of Christmas. And let's begin first with the, we've got the barn, okay? Everybody knows about the barn, right? And you may not know this, but these are the hills outside Bethlehem. We'll talk about that today. So I'm going to put this right. Whoa! I just about killed an angel. Would that qualify them as a fallen angel? I don't know. Okay. Here, you hold on to the angel. Okay. Let's see. Who has, does anybody have a wise man?
No. I have a wise man.
Who has a wise man?
I do.
Okay. Bring your wise man here. You bring this. Bring the wise man. There should be three. Here's no one. Nala, I'm going to bring this over here. Okay. Let me have this. Here we go. Bring the wise men over here. Now, over here. Come on. This is an oasis, I guess. Put the wise men over there. They need a donkey, probably. Is there just one donkey? Okay. Yeah, put that one. No, keep that one for the manger. All right, now listen, guys. Everybody listening? Here, do y'all have something? You hang on to that. Zach, you got your three. All right. The wise men did not come to the manger ever. They came to a house 2 years later. Okay? So we need to remember that. Now, we are told that Jesus, Mary, and Joseph could not find a place in the inn. And all we are told is that Jesus, that Mary and Joseph were in, we're not even told they were in the inn. We're told that they put Jesus in a manger. So does anybody have the manger? Zach, you got the manger? What about Mary and Joseph? Yeah, you got, man, you got the, come on, bring them over here. Come on down, girls. Here, put Jesus in that barn, okay? You think animals need to be at the barn? Because don't they eat out of the trough? Do you think they're going to be mad because Jesus is in the feed trough? I've never thought about that. Here you go, hon. You can put, let me ask you this. Do you think a dog was at the manger? I do too. Put the dog by the manger. Right here. The manger, let's put the angel on top. The manger is this feeding trough right there. So put it right there. Okay. This, listen up. This is a shepherd. And this is the hill. And so we need the sheep to be by the shepherd. Okay. Oh, listen, it's playing the, okay. And guess what this is? Where does this go?
Is this like, is there a mouse in there?
There's, that's a cat. I don't know what that is. Maybe that is a mouse. I don't know. Now, put this over here. Put that feeding trough over here. So there is, okay. Everybody come over here. Come over here, sweetheart. Come over here. Let's look at this. Well, you're all sweethearts. Everybody sit down. Okay. Everybody get down where you can see it. Okay. The Bible tells us, you come over here. Brother Bill, not a mean person. I'm a good person. Come here. All right. Look right here. You have Mary and Joseph. And they had, Mary had baby Jesus. They put him in a feeding trough. I don't know if a pig would have been in a Jewish.
It's not.
So we're going to put the pig out over here. Okay? But then we've got cows and cats and dogs. The angel announced to Mary and Joseph and the shepherds that Jesus would be born, okay? Now look, let me ask you a question. Why are they over there? Why are the wise men over there? Did they ever come to the manger?
No, one's knocked over.
Well, they came 2 years later and they found baby Jesus in a house, okay? But here's the amazing thing, that baby Jesus is God in the flesh. Can you imagine that the God of the universe, don't touch, let's look here, that the God of the universe was born in a feeding trough? That kind of blows my mind. Does it blow your mind? So let's pray. And let's remember, the true meaning is about God being born. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you that you sent your Son and that he came as a baby and died as a man for our sins. And we thank you for this reminder. In Jesus' name, amen.